And it was a few months ago that we first heard that Dubbo would have its own Headspace Centre. Headspace is the National Youth Mental Health Foundation, and it provides mental health and wellbeing services for young people aged between 12 and 25. It's been a pretty big effort, but the centre has recently opened, and it's looking at ways it can help out local young people. To tell us a bit more, Peter Rohr, who's the operations manager for Headspace in Dubbo. Morning, Peter.
Morning, Dougal.
How exciting is it to have this new centre open in Dubbo?
Oh, look, I think it's fantastic, and, you know, it's been a little while coming. We've been working on it for a few months now, trying to get the building itself, you know, set up and ready, and we've got it about 95% there, and it's certainly open, and it's just a few little finishing touches in some back areas that we've got left to do.
Excellent. And whereabouts is it?
It's at 23 Church Street, so it's down near the Rotunda in Dubbo. So it's nice and central and you know, hopefully nice and accessible for young people.
I mentioned briefly that Headspace is the National Youth Mental Health Foundation. That's about obviously providing mental health and wellbeing services. But just explain a bit more of how you do that.
Certainly. Look, Headspace is deliberately set up to be a very accessible and approachable service for young people in that youth kind of age group, so 12 to 25. The idea with Headspace is that it's a space where young people can come in. It is aimed at mental health, but we also, we try and support a range of issues for young people that come through the door.
So other things like, what, drug and alcohol and vocational jobs, that sort of thing?
That's right. So vocational services, drug and alcohol, physical health as well. So Headspace centres aim to have GPs, and most Headspace centres around the country will have varying levels of GP support, but nursing support, that kind of stuff. So along with the mental health. So we certainly have counsellors and, you know, psychologists, social workers, that kind of thing. The idea behind all of that is that a lot of those things go, you know, hand in hand, that someone who might be struggling with mental health may also have difficulties in terms of obtaining or maintaining work and staying in school and those sorts of things.
How serious a problem do you need to have before somebody visits you? I mean, for people listening this morning, who might be in that age category themselves, or a parent who might be thinking about it, does it have to be really, really bad, or can you go at any stage just to get some advice?
Look, Headspace is very much early intervention. So what we would welcome is anyone who is just not travelling the way that they or their family member, you know, thinks they should. So we, you know, I oversee the centre in Bathurst as well, and what we certainly see walking through the door is quite a diverse range. So we see young people who are just struggling a little bit with, you know, coping with going into the senior years of high school, for instance, or even transitioning into high school, where sometimes those friends and, you know, that social world is a little bit difficult and different from where, you know, what they're used to, through to things like depression, anxiety, anger issues, obviously drug and alcohol problems as well. So look, there isn't one thing. You don't have to be, you know, diagnosed as such to come and get help. We've got a range of staff who can help, and depending on those needs, we work out what services might be most beneficial for a young person.
And how can that happen at the initial point? Because often for help like this, you might need a referral. Do you need that?
No. Certainly anyone can ring up and book an appointment. We do try and run appointments, so you can pop into the centre and make an appointment. It's a very easy process. You don't need a special kind of referral. In fact, most young people come into the door of the Headspace Centre, certainly the ones in Bathurst and Cowra. They actually present, you know, as a self-referral, so they bring themselves in, or it's their family member or friend who actually helps them get to the service. So we welcome, you know, referrals from doctors and other agencies, but at the same time, as I said, it's an accessible service, so young people can just come in themselves. If they feel like something's not quite right for them, even if they're not quite sure what that is, and they just want an opportunity to sort of get some support around it, then they can bring themselves in.
Obviously, having a new service like this, it'll take a bit of time for people to be aware. How important is it just to have that recognition from some of the other agencies around the place then?
Oh, extremely important. Look, we obviously work with a number of agencies when centres are up and running, and you know, their input and their support is very important. We also have things like, obviously, our website, and we have a Facebook page for Headspace Dubbo. Those are places where people, you know, anyone in the community, whether they're a service provider or an individual, can go on and just kind of get a bit of a sense of what Headspace is about, maybe get some information on the Headspace website. There's a lot of information there for parents, for young people themselves, you know, so they can get on there and get that little bit of information, and obviously the contact numbers and so on are on there as well.
Does it take long for the interest to build up, though? I mean, you mentioned you're running Bathurst, and I guess they all start off quite small, but does interest pick up pretty quickly?
Time will tell for Dubbo, I suppose, certainly, I mean, when Bathurst opened, it was 2008, and Headspace was in its much, much earlier kind of stages nationally then.
Yeah.
We're expecting that Dubbo will grow fairly quickly, because there is a lot more recognition for Headspace and the work they've been doing over the last, 7 years or thereabouts. So I would expect that Dubbo, once, you know, people are aware that the service is there and what's available and how to access it, it will grow fairly quickly, yes.
And obviously this centre in Dubbo is taking in the whole of the western region as well, so I guess you'll be hoping that people will, you know, make the effort to come in from outlying towns too.
That's right. We don't have any geographical boundaries, so obviously there's limitations on the resources individuals have, but if they can get themselves to Dubbo and to the service, then we certainly wouldn't turn them away based on where they're travelling from. There's certainly obviously a number of communities who rely on Dubbo as kind of their service centre, if you like. So we're expecting that some young people will definitely come from there. We know with the satellite centre at Cowra and with the main centre in Bathurst, we get young people travelling, you know, quite a significant distance to access services there, and we expect Dubbo will be probably no different.
Yeah. Well, look, great to talk to you. It's going to be an interesting time ahead for you, particularly, I guess, the first few months. But good luck with it, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks very much, Dougal.
Peter Rohr, who's Operations Manager for Headspace in Dubbo, just in Church Street. If you look up Headspace, you can have a look online. And, of course, look them up, Headspace in Dubbo, if you are between 12 and 25 or have somebody in your family of that age that you think could do with a bit of a chat to somebody, specifically aimed at young people. Is what Headspace is all about. 9:23, ABC Western Plains.